ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله رب العالمین و الصلاة و السلام على اشرف الانبیاء و المرسلین حبیب قلوبنا و طبیب نفوسنا ابو القاسم المصطفى محمد و على آل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین المعصومین المکرمین Respected brothers and sisters, we're together with another episode of the program Bridge, talking about the importance of the book Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the legacy of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and the supplications that not only are beautiful ways to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but through understanding these supplications, we will learn life lessons, and it's going to act like a coach that train us to become better servants for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the opportunity of the life of dunya. In this portion, in this phrase, the 10th phrase of this dua, Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the 17th dua, which is titled after the supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam when he mentioned shaitan and sought refuge from him and from his enmity and trickery, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam prays from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sanctuary from shaitan. And he says Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, O Allah, send blessings to the Prophet Muhammad and his household. Waj'al aba'ana wa ummahatana wa awladana wa ahalina wa dhabi arwahina wa qarabatina. O Allah, place our fathers, our mothers, our children, our wives, our siblings, our relatives, and the faithful among our neighbors, male and female, in a sanctuary impregnable to shaitan, a guarding fortress, and a defending cavil in a defending cave, and cover them in shields protective against him, and give them arms that will cut him down. Right? This is the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, this 10th phrase. Let's come back and see one important thing in the close relationship of individual versus social life of any one of us.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
respected brothers and sisters, it's an honor again to be together to be spending the next few minutes on the great Sahifa Sajjadiyya and its 17th dua. Imam Sajjad here, by praying for the protection and sanctuary of everybody, including parents, wives, children, relatives, neighbors, right, is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is there is a close interconnection of the righteousness and corruption of the individual and society. You are going to have a very much more difficult time living in a sick and polluted society trying to live a clean and pure life, right, versus if you're living in a society where everybody's living in a pure life, corruption is and the least possible amount that can be there in comparison to other societies and communities in the world, right? You're probably having better chances of raising a better family. You're living a better life yourself. You're going to be away from many hassles and many traumas and troubles everybody else is facing in their lives. Therefore, when, and this is what we mentioned, the example of an invasion by an outsider enemy to a country, right? Everybody will go to the borders, the soldiers, the army will go to the borders to make sure they confront with the enemy, not let him in, right? Even the people living in the smaller villages far away from the borders will try their best to protect their country at their borders so that the enemy does not get to come to their doors, right? Because they know that once the country is invaded, their home is not going to be safe no matter where they are located, right? Therefore, the same idea applies to the confrontation and being safeguarded from shaitan. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, basically, fundamentally, people must be made sensitive in this regard so that they can find the fact that there is a very strong correlation between the individual and society in terms of warding off shaitan and fighting off shaitan, right? If the ideal life is achievable under the protection of a healthy and secure society, and that peace, that eternal peace will never be achieved until everybody has it. Let's take another break, inshallah, to come back and mention another point in this regard.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, in this final portion of this program, this episode, what I want to mention is that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this passage, in this phrase, in this part of the 17th dua, points out the reciprocal connection between the security of an individual and society, so that everyone knows that if the devastating flood of the attacks of shaitan and trickery of shaitan, which is due to shaitan's dominance, comes to the sanctity of a country, a city, or a family, and enters their domain, that peace and tranquility will be forbidden to everybody. And everyone, all the individuals, will involuntarily be swept away by the waves of trials and corruptions. Therefore, this supplication is one of the best instructions for the macro management of the societies. The Imam Sajjad alayhi salam cries out to the leaders, or calls out and begs the leaders of the society to place the community in a position far from the reach of the corrupting enemy and the dominance of the treacherous shaitan, in a safe place and a secure refuge, and to prepare a strong and defensible shield, thereby immunizing society, or by this safeguarding everybody. Otherwise, the physical preservation of borders alone is ineffective, for if the young sapling of the society and are damaged at the root and infected with the virus of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then preserving the physical borders is nothing to protect their future. May Allah grant us the ability to remain safe and secure from shaitan and help others to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remain safe and secure from the trickery and from the enmity of shaitan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را